You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles legendary Motown songwriter Marilyn McLeod and her inspirational debut CD, I Believe in Me. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today I'm pleased to present an esteemed songwriter from the legendary Motown songwriting stable. The lovely Marilyn McLeod is responsible for such classics as Diana Ross's Love Hangover, Walk in the Night by Junior Walker, and You Can't Turn Me Off by Millie Jackson. Now the Motown hitmaker takes center stage as singer and producer on her debut CD, I Believe in Me, co-written by another Motown songwriter, Janie Bradford. I had a chance to speak with Marilyn regarding her new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, I Believe in Me, here is Marilyn McLeod with What Would Marvin Say?
Still so wrong, like a troubled poet.
From her CD, I Believe in Me, that was Marilyn McLeod with What Would Marvin Say? Visit Marilyn at her official website, www.twinrecords.com, and her CD, I Believe in Me, is available at cdbaby.com. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Marilyn McLeod regarding her new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a wonderful CD, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm really not sure, you know, but one thing I really know is that if people listen to it, I think they'll like it. You know, if we can't get any airplay or something like that, then, you know, it's going to take a long time. That's my real thought about it. And attempting to do this, you learn a lot of things about it afterwards, you know, so I just think it's going to be great if people listen.
Who all did you work with in terms of production?
That's the problem. I tried to do this production myself, and I learned a lot of lessons from it, but it's not really bad. I think it's going to be, like I said, if you listen to it, you're going to like it, whatever the production is, or if you can't hear something, but I think we did good as far as the engineering purposes and stuff. We did that great. And but I learned a lot of things afterwards, you know, as far as production and making more, putting more instruments into what you're doing. It's a learning process. That's what I can say. But I love it, and a lot of my friends love it. So, you know, I don't know. I got to find out ones who are not my friends that like it. But me and myself, Janie Bradford is a co-writer with me on this project. And I don't know if you know any of her work, but she did Money, That's What I Want. I think she co-wrote that with Berry Gordy. So she and I got together, and we have been friends for a while, and we decided we were going to try and do a whole album by ourselves and use some of the songs. But, you know, like, she'll have maybe five or six songs, and she said she needs music because she did not do any music, just lyrics. So I had a lot of lyrics, and I do the music. So we just got together and made a compromise and did it, and it came out really great. And myself, I worked with, of course, Diana Ross, Love Hangover.
Right.
And I worked with Junior Walker, Walk in the Night. I worked with Anita Baker, with my nephew, Daryl Roberts. He's a great musician. And we did 365 Days a Year, The Same Old Love. And there's so many other ones probably people won't remember, but You Can't Turn Me Off.
Millie Jackson.
Hi. You got it.
Yes. I love Millie Jackson.
You got it. Wow. And I almost didn't even mention it because I think, you know, it's been such a while, you know, but that's it. And we did also, I'm going to give you another one, see if you can catch that one. Love Twins?
Oh, I think you actually got me.
I got you on that one. Okay. That was a duet with Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross.
Oh.
You know, they had an album with the two faces on there, and it kind of split down the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we did that, and then there's a lot of more, like I said, that I can't even put a, you know, like in the albums and different things like that. And let me see what else. I'm taking over this interview. You asked me what you want to
Sure, know. Sure. Actually, it was feeding into my next question. Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Well, you know, it started when I was maybe like 16. I started playing piano, of course, and then, you know, my practices begin to turn into, I like that. Let me try this. Da-da-da. So I start getting these melodies and different things like that. So by me thinking about lyrics at 16, I start mixing them together. And that's kind of how I started wanting to write songs. I never really wanted to be a singer, you know, but I wanted to write the music and, you know, the lyrics and stuff like that. And I happened to move into, like it was a two-family flat in Detroit, and I had a piano, and I lived upstairs over a Holland Dozier sister. She would hear me playing the piano, so she'd come and say, you know, my brothers are Holland and Dozier, and we have Motown and stuff. Let's write a song, and let's take it to my brother, you know, like that. And I'd say, okay. So we did it, and that's how I started at Motown, actually. And it was through her. And I was there for, from the 70s to about 85, before they, you know, said that I think he started just want to sell the Motown.
Right. And describe working for them. What was that like?
It was great. It was fun, and it was, like, competitive, you know. Everybody, every week they said, hey, we need this, we need a song for, say, Marvin Gaye, we need a song for Smokey, we need a song for whoever they were doing at the time, Four Tops anyway. So they have all the writers scrambling, trying to get the song together, and everybody trying to hide from the other writers and stuff, so they don't hear what they're doing, you know. It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, after, you know, a couple of days, they said, okay, well, we're putting this out on this particular person. We're going to use their music and their lyrics, you know. So, but it was good. I really enjoyed that. That was, you know, like today's world, you know, you can't hardly say if you have a song for, say, Mary J. Blige or something. You can't just walk into the company and say, you know, my name is Mary McCoy, I have a song. You can't do that anymore. Everything has got to go through the management, and it goes someplace else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a little harder today. And everybody has their own, almost like their own studios in their homes. And it's just a different world.
Pretty much. I mean, you don't even have the same sort of, you know, songwriting stables like you did back then.
Exactly.
You
Not
know?
At all.
You know, nowadays it's the performer that's the artist, you know. I mean, you know.
They're everything.
Right.
You know, most of them. You know, they can sing, they can write, they can play an instrument, and, you know, they don't really have that the need for it, you know. But I'm not giving it up, because we had this song that's on the album called What Would Marvin Say? And my partner, Jamie Bradford, she happened to run into his brother, and she sent him the song, because she also heard that he was getting ready to record again. So she sent him the song, and so now we're waiting to see if he's going to take it or whatever, you know. And so that's a little fun thing.
Visit Marilyn McLeod at her official website, www.twinrecords.com. Her new CD, I Believe in Me, is available for download at cdbaby.com. From her CD, I Believe in Me, here is Marilyn once again with It's Gonna Be a Beautiful Day.
we have right now. Cause nobody knows what the future will hold. So let's live for today and worry no more. Come on,
let's go somewhere.
Kick off our shoes and throw away our blues and enjoy this time we have together. Tomorrow's not promised, but here we are today. Put all our worries and all our cares away.
It's gonna be a beautiful day.
A beautiful day.
It's gonna be a beautiful day.
Listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their Steering Live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado to spare. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. In your way, truth is, wearing thin, I can see right through your disguise. Truth is, buried alive underneath this. Put a little rock wired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Marilyn McLeod and her debut CD, I Believe in Me. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Marilyn McLeod regarding her years at Motown and her latest album. Here's how the rest of the interview went.
And from this new album, I Believe in Me, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
Well, of course, I really, truly like What Would Marvin Say? Because that was the very first song that we did on the album. And my sister, my sister is Alice Coltrane. She played the synthesizer at the end of it. She passed away in 2007, I believe, or seven, 2007. But she played on the end of that, and my nephew, which was my sister's son, Moran Coltrane, is playing the saxophone on it. So it has another meaning for me, you know, and I just love it. I always loved Marvin Gaye, and I believe that the song has such a strong meaning, especially now with all the, you know, the turbulence and troubles that we're having in the world. And that's one of my favorites, I should say. But I also like Keep God in Your Life. I like that one a lot. And I like Losing You. And I like, see, you don't have me, I'll name all the songs on the album. How can you do that to me?
No, I do it to everybody.
All of them, you know. But this is A Beautiful Day. I love that one. I guess I love everything on it. Because it wouldn't have been there if we didn't.
Right. Absolutely. And talk about your musical upbringing. I mean, it just sounds so incredible. You've got this wonderful, you know, musical family background. Talk about that.
Well, when we was growing up, it was music in the house all day long. From the time you wake up till the time we go to bed. And because my brother, Ernie Farrell, he's a bass player. He played with Yusuf Lateef. So he would play music. My sister, Margaret Roberts, she liked to sing. So she liked Nancy Wilson and all that style. You know, everybody had a different style, you know. My brother played bass, he was jazz. My sister, when I said Margaret, she liked the, you know, Nancy Wilson and Gloria, who was another guy, I can't remember her last name. But she liked that. And myself, I wasn't really... I was just a listener at that point in time. But my sister, Alice Coltrane, she was the one who really took off with the music, because we didn't even have a piano, but she went and took lessons, and she would do other scales and things on the table, you know? A little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, like that. And we would be playing outside, and she would be in there just practicing and being hot. We didn't have no air conditioning back then, so she searched. She went all the way, got all of her classical stuff going, and also started with the jazz, and then she married John Coltrane, and they started playing together. So that was all mostly growing up. My mother and my father, they all sung in a choir. And I had one brother named Jack that he didn't do anything with the music, but he knew every song, especially jazz. He would know who's on it, when that was done, what year. He just stood, you know, like the biography, he did it for a rhythm, you know. And, but myself, I only started, like I said, when I ran into Carol Holland that lived up downstairs from where I was. And then I went to Motown and went up from there. But another interesting thing is that after all of Motown and, you know, kind of going on my own, my grandson, I'm sure, what state are you in?
I'm in New Mexico right now.
I don't know if you heard of Flying Lotus. He's really kind of strong over in London and England and stuff like that. But that's my grandson, and he plays, he has a big power.
Like dance music, kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
Dance music, but also now he started like with the beats and stuff, but now he's developed into making melodies, and just it's just different. It's something you haven't really heard. You have to hear him once you're on the road doing something. How old are you?
Yeah.
Well, his crowd is like the college kids and stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
You know,
right? Okay.
But the music is really nice. And I think that's about it about my musical life. I hope I didn't miss somebody, you know, but... I've been it for a long time, and I love music, I love writing, I love just what I'm doing. I wouldn't do anything else.
Talk about everything that went into making a song like Love Hangover. I know it's not about the album, but I'm just curious.
Okay. Well, at that time I was working with Pam Sawyer. He and I wrote that together. We were writing together in Motown, for maybe about, I would say, 4 or 5 years we wrote together. She and I got together, and one day she called me up and she said, she just opened her mouth. She just said, Love Hangover. You know, so I sat there for a minute because I'm waiting for what's coming after this, you know. I said, you don't like it, I'll give it to somebody else. I said, wait a minute, slow, calm down. You know? I'm saying, what was on your mind? Where did it come from? You know, because, you know, we got a negative and we got a positive, right?
Right.
She said that, I had this date last night, you know, and, you know, I kind of couldn't get it out of my mind. And so that's all she had to tell me. It was a date last night. So I said, got it, you know. So we wrote that together, and that was number one. We got a Grammy nomination for that one, so that was good.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard the CD, I Believe in Me?
I would really like to hear some opinions, what they really thought about it. That's what I would really like to hear. Because we got a song on there that is Stand Up, you know, for what you believe in. We got a lot of kind of inspirational songs in there. And I Believe in Me, I love that one too. And I would just like to hear what they think about. The last one we put on there was Keep God in Your Life, was our little spiritual inspirational song. And but we got things like All About You. It's a nice little kind of almost a hip-hop-ish thing, you know. So I would just like to hear some, because when we first put it out and had it on CD Baby, and we would get these people would purchase the album, then they would write, you know, it really made me, I could feel the inspirational part of the album. You know, this reminded me of my younger days, you know, different little things like that. But I want to hear some real conversation about it. That's what I want. And that would make me feel good.
Visit Marilyn at her official website, www.twinrecords.com. Her CD, I Believe in Me, is available for download at cdbaby.com. Here is Marilyn with the title track of her CD, I Believe in Me.
Believe in me.
I believe.
download this portion of the show, simply scroll to the bottom of this page and click where it says Download Part 1. Jazzed in Blue will be right back with music from Dee Bridgewater, Teddy Pressburg, Verano, and Randall Kay, so stay right where you are.